This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, listen, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning. We're in the middle of summer, and February really is one of the best months because it's not boiling, boiling hot like it is in December, you know, sweating the whole time. It's got that element of cool. We've had a lot of nice rain in Gauteng and most parts of the country except the Western and Eastern Cape. And people are worried about what their gardens look like. I mean, especially if you're the kind of person who likes to spend time outdoors. You know, Mabale and I have so many times found information about how if you have plants, when you wake up in the morning and you look out of your window, when you are busy doing work at home, when you're spending time with friends and family, if you have green around you, it makes humans happier. It has a psychological effect on us, and we feel like we need to be in touch with nature. It kind of makes us happy and gives us balance. And one of the places that we've discovered in the last while, because I actually went and checked them out the other day, was the Lifestyle Garden Center. And Lifestyle Home Garden is really at the center of this place because they've got this enormous variety of stuff that will make your home or work environment that much nicer. And who doesn't want to do that? Who wants to go to a place that's dull and gray and boring and industrial and doesn't look like it has any life in it at all? I mean, these things make a huge difference in our lives. So I decided it was a good idea to bring Robin Scher in. She's a Lifestyle Home Garden Marketing Manager, and to talk to her about the things we could do. And remember, it's not just people who have a garden. You know, you might have a tiny little garden. You might just have a balcony. You might just have a windowsill that you could put some pots on. We'll find out how you can make that better. Hey, Robin, how are you?
Good morning, Gareth. Thanks so much for having me. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Cool. Yeah, very good. That's good. I'm very pleased to have you here because a lot of people ask how they can make their work or home environment a little bit better. And, you know, a lot of these things are quite simple to solve. And I find, like, I've got a plant in my office. I used to have a plant. Celeste killed it. She says she was trying to rehabilitate it. Mubs, it was doing so well, and then I gave it to Celeste to look after it, and she killed it.
Well, you can add me onto that same list, because things die under my watch. So well, don't ever give me anything that needs to be kept alive.
You got to water the things, you got to feed the things, and luckily Robin's here to help us do that. But I did have this plant in the office, and it was very happy for a long time until Celeste poisoned it against me, and she said she'd taken it home to rehabilitate it, but I've never seen it since. I think it's brown and dead. And the roots have probably been turned into firewood. God alone knows what she's done. But it is important, right? This stuff makes a difference. It makes people's lives happy. An office with plants in it, a house with plants in it, and a garden with plants in it, that's how humans like to be.
Absolutely. I think often what people don't realize is that having greenery, it creates like healthy, happy vibes, whether it's indoors or outdoors. Exactly what we've been talking a lot about is that gardening and looking after living things like plants is actually food for the soul, because you don't realize that having that greenery and the benefits from it actually influence how you feel on a daily basis, your productivity, you know, concentration, lowered stress levels. And especially if you look after the plant yourself and you put the effort in and take the time to care for it and look after it and do a bit of research and really get your hands dirty, there are so many benefits that can come from that.
Well, I read an article the other day about how plants psychologically make people feel better, and they don't only they also put oxygen back into the atmosphere, so you're not existing in this dank, nasty environment where you know it's constantly breathing in other people's air like you're on a plane, which we spoke about just now. Instead, you're in a safe, happy place where the plants are actually putting the stuff you need back into the atmosphere and taking out the stuff that you've put in.
Exactly. They definitely absorb toxins and they take in carbon dioxide and they release oxygen. So that's the benefit that humans get out of it. And, you know, the biggest thing about gardening is that it's also expressive. So if you decide to have indoor plants in your work or your home environment, that can come out in your own creativity. So you can choose the plants with styles and textures that you enjoy and that can make you feel better.
And there's color if you've got flowers.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, who doesn't want that?
Yeah, exactly. And the things you often don't think about, like texture and foliage, people don't realize that even just having greenery, there are different types of greenery and some are variegated and they have lines and patterns.
And nice smells.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you've got beautiful floral smells and kind of citrusy smells and herbs and all kinds of cool things that you can have. All right, but let's get down to the basics here. So tell me about lifestyle and where you guys started, because it's been there a long time. It's sort of an institution in Johannesburg, and we know all about it in the corner of Beyers and Astor Road. So how long has it been there?
So this is actually our 30th year. We'll be turning 30 in December. So it's been a long time. And I think people who know lifestyle, they've seen that we started Lifestyle Home Garden. We started as the center itself, and there was a tea garden and a farmyard, and people have been coming since that time. And as sort of the industry grew and it became more popular, the center itself grew around lifestyle. Now there are individual tenants there as well.
Yeah, you've got a whole lot of shops around you. It's basically a day out. You don't just come there to go to one place.
No,
you're probably going to spend the whole day wandering around.
Exactly. And the thing that people mostly tell us is that they often come and they want to just do one thing, and then they end up staying hours because the environment is what makes it so inviting and enjoyable. And you bring your kids and there's a playground and there's so much to see and so much to do. And that's the kind of environment that we want people to come to and feel welcome in and do their shopping and enjoy a whole day out, not just come for an hour, but rather just spend the whole day.
And people don't like to have to drive for miles between all the different places that they need to go to for their home and garden stuff.
Exactly.
So they can go to you and they can get everything.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, this is what's so cool is you can buy a pot, you could buy a plant, you could buy some home decor for the inside of your house. You guys had a whole bunch of Christmas decorations up before I came because it was December. And it seems to me like it's a one-stop shop for all of that. Yeah. And at the same time, you can go and have a meal.
Yes, exactly. So I think we have the full solution for your home and garden. We also have a mica. And what people don't realize is there's so much more than just the plants. We have more than 3,000 varieties of plants at any given time. Jeez. And on top of that, we have all the hardware, the additional things like trellising and other enhancements, obviously pots and that. And then also with the home decor, there's also indoor. With our indoor plants, we have the pot covers that you can pair with that. So we have the full solution, whether it's indoor, outdoor, that you're looking for, your home or even your office space. There's so much to find that you know, you're bound to find everything.
Do people ask you dumb questions and and ask all the people at Lifestyle stupid questions about what they can and can't do?
Nothing is a dumb question.
Really?
Yes, and we get lots
of
questions.
Okay, let's try.
And you can ask
Ben,
any question.
What do you want to know?
Where are garden gnomes from?
See, dumb question. It didn't even take us long.
Okay, that's not such a good one. But the thing is,
why not? Where are they from? Why are they in gardens? Why is the fascination around them?
Do you have garden gnomes?
We do. We do have garden gnomes, and people love garden gnomes. I think it's to add that little, you know, I don't know, fantasy element and fun part. Because,
but I mean, are they Scandinavian or they're like Smurfs?
You know what, Ben? Some people have children and they tell children stories like I do. I have a garden gnome in my garden.
I think
it's
we've
hidden
always
away.
Established I didn't have that privilege.
No, listen, my nephews come and I tell them that whatever the thing's name is, I can't remember now, is hiding in the bushes and they've got to find him. And they love it.
Oh, yeah, you see, you add that little element of fun.
They have to dig through the foliage to find him. And when they find him, they think they've discovered
childhood, something. So you lost the audience of fun of me. I'm just curious as to where they came from.
All right, how about this, Robin? Now, Mubs says everything she touches dies. She's a terrible plant carer. Mm. She doesn't water them. She oversleeps and forgets to give them any kind of love and attention.
Yeah.
I mean, can you help people like Mabali?
Of course we can. I think there's two things here. The first thing is that what you put in, you get out. And I think often what people fear the most is that they're going to kill their plants. And then they don't. They get too scared they're going to kill it in the beginning, that's what happens. So I think if you embrace the whole hobby and you decide to have your own plants, you really can get a lot out of it.
What would you start her on? Like a cactus?
Yeah, so what I was going to say now is that you get some plants that are pretty resilient and they almost need no care at all and they'll survive no matter what you do to them.
I need a plant that's going to fit in with my lifestyle. It must need 1% from me.
So I think something that you could possibly try is a Sansevieria. These are the best plants. They're called snake plants and they hardly need any care at all. If you water them now and then.
What do they look like?
They're like long, thin. They just sort of dark green and some of them have yellow lines and they are quite appealing, quite striking plants, I think, but
looks
they need very little care.
Is that it?
It's a beautiful plant. That's exactly it, yes.
Oh, would you call it a sansevieria?
Yes, or a snake plant.
See, Mubs, that thing will give you love and you don't have to give it anything in return.
That's exactly what I need.
Now, Robin, can give it a teeny bit of love every now and then and it will reward you.
Okay.
I went through quite a heartbreak situation. I went and bought what I believe was a Christmas tree, like one of those ferns.
Yes.
Mm. And those things die.
A fern is not a Christmas tree.
A fern
tree.
Is not a Christmas
well,
tree.
Well, it looked like a Christmas tree.
You embarrass
like a conifer,
me.
Maybe.
Like a conifer. Okay, so I went and got one of those, and in the garden store, they potted it for me. They put the bark on top, and away I went, thinking, this is so great. It's going to grow to a certain height, and then it's going to remind me of Christmas all year round.
Oh, wow.
The thing went brown in like 2 weeks, and I watered it. I left it outside in the sun.
I was going to say,
nothing
did
bad.
You water it?
Yes, I was so dedicated to this thing. I was so proud. I came home. I showed my girlfriend and she was like, wow, that's cool. And then this thing is turned brown. I've subsequently thrown it into the outside. It's now dead.
You've thrown it
into what happened? Where did I go wrong?
So watering is actually quite important. And some plants need a lot of water and some only need a little bit. And often you can actually kill your plant by watering it too much.
Yes. So,
I
was
think
told
a lot of people don't realize
like
that.
Like once a week.
Yes, once a week should have been fine. And did you give it a bit of food?
Well, that's the water, right?
No, that's not the water.
It's not a mouth.
Imagine you didn't eat for a whole week. What would happen to you?
Well, you'd go brown and die.
I have a mouth and stomach and other. This is a plant. It needs water.
Yes, and it needs food. It's called fertilizer, and it's very important.
Well, screw that guy for not telling me this.
Plants need nitrogen and phosphorus.
And then you just put it on the bed.
Gareth is very informed about
this. And they get these things. They get these things from, you buy a bag and they've got different ratios of stuff in them. And you sometimes need to give the plant a certain ratio of food in order for it to really optimally grow. And sometimes if you do that, the results are incredible. Like it flowers more.
Okay.
It'll grow faster.
The leaves will be greener.
I clearly went to the wrong place because I was not told that. I was just told water once a week. I thought, how hard could this be?
You went to a fly-by-night, one of those backyard, tree mills where they churn out.
No, it was a small garden store. I'm not going to give it any press yet, but I mean, it was attached to a hardware store.
All right, well, there's your problem right there. You should have gone to a big place that's got
some
reputation.
And there I was for months, just like I felt I'd failed, I'd murdered the plant. Meanwhile, it's just bad information.
Yeah, possibly. And you know, the other thing is that sometimes plants die. But the important thing
like
is that
people,
you keep
Ben.
On trying and you just get the information. Talk to people who know what they're talking about and give good advice.
But
the other thing,
so dead when I threw it out there. It was like brown and it was like smelling like an old forest. And
oh, no.
Okay, but Ben. You also, how much light did it have?
Yes, sun is very important.
It's outside some
plants,
the balcony.
But you see, that doesn't work for everything. Some plants need full sun. Some only need semi-shade, you know, partial day sun. So it's important when you buy a plant to understand all of those factors and then, to work around that.
Think of it this way, Ben. It's like Fritzl wasn't a good dad. He kept his children in the dark in the basement the whole time. You know, God knows what happened.
Thanks, Gareth. Really liking this analogy. Making me feel really good about myself.
You're a bit of a Fritzl when it comes to plants. You just didn't care for this thing at all. You and my buddy. Terrible parents. That's why you shouldn't have children.
I did care for it. It was my pride and joy.
All right. But sometimes, as you say, these plants don't always make. And you also have to try different things. Like, you know, some people, I've always tried my level best with things like, Ben mentioned a fern earlier. You get those maidenhair ferns.
Yes.
Those things, I can never get them to last. I don't know what I do wrong. They just never last inside. I give them just what it says on the label. I try to feed them. I try to give them enough water. They just never make it. So sometimes you try other things and they work better.
Exactly.
Something that's a little more resilient or whatever. But let's talk about people who don't have a huge garden. Let's say there's some people who just want to grow some stuff on the balcony. Ben said he grew some kale. For a salad. Now that's impressive.
Yes, that's amazing. I'm very impressed. And that you ate it as well. That's wonderful. I think the important thing to realize is that no matter what type of home you live in, you can have a garden. And I think the traditional understanding of gardening, you know, people have sort of been stuck on that you have to be old and you have to have a huge garden. But these days there's so much to do, be it container gardening or vertical gardening. A balcony is the perfect place to have planter boxes or containers or even pots. And you can grow herbs and veggies or even color.
Okay, but you've got to be reasonable about this. You're not going to start growing crops that you can sell for money. I mean, you need a lot of space for that. You're not a farmer.
No.
So what can you grow?
So you can grow anything. I think the main thing is to choose something you like. So I love gin and tonics, and I like to put mint and lemon in my gin and tonics. All you have to do is buy one pot, and you can buy seeds, or you can even buy a ready-to-use herb of mint, where you can literally, from the moment you plant it, you can cut mint off of the plant.
And lemon.
Yes, and lemon trees.
Lemon trees. You could buy a lemon tree and keep it in a pot, and they grow very happily in pots.
Exactly. They grow very happily in pots, and even depending where you buy, when you buy it, you can even purchase a lemon tree that already has lemons on it. And exactly like that, it's not this whole big thing where you have to start from a seed and it's the whole process. If you enjoy that, you certainly can do it.
7 years later, you get the first lemon. So, Mubs, there's a reason for you to garden. Gin and tonics.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to protest that at all.
Okay. It sounds like a wonderful idea. Even if you don't have a balcony, think of a windowsill. You can put one pot with mint on your windowsill, or even rosemary or thyme. People like to make roast potatoes, you know, with some of those nice herbs. Literally one pot or a windowsill box on your windowsill, and you can pick those things for when you're cooking, or yeah, like having your friends over for a G&T. That's what I like.
Love that. All right. There's a good, you see, the minute you mentioned alcohol, you got their attention.
Oh yes. Now everyone's excited, and mint is just going to be selling out.
So, I mean, what do you guys sell the most of? What are people in South Africa really attached to buying when they go to a shop like yours?
Well, at the moment, edibles are trending so much, and that's one of our biggest categories. But the other thing that people buy a lot of is actually seedlings, color, and annuals. People love to add color to their garden. It's instant when you buy those seedling trays. You literally plant them straight away.
Yeah, it looks great.
And then you can also swap them out every season. That's the beauty of an annual, is that it lasts for one season, and then you can choose different colors and different types of seedlings and then plant that the next season. But yeah, that's always obviously going to remain a popular category. But I think edibles is one of the main ones that's coming up now, be it herbs and veggies or even fruit trees, figs, be it citrus, anything like that. People love to grow those types of things where they can grow their own and obviously reap the benefits of what they put in and use it in their kitchen as well.
With 3,000 plant varieties, you must also have some that are very difficult to look after and difficult to grow, and that really you have fewer people necessarily buying those, but they're really looking for something in particular.
Yes.
Do you have to get some rare things in?
Yes. There's a lot of plants like that. I think that, you know, there are quite a few plants that are difficult to grow and to help them to flourish, but it doesn't mean that it's impossible. If you want to try, you definitely have to. We have lots of interesting things like air plants, they're called tillandsias, which don't need soil to grow, so they just absorb nutrients and water from the air.
That's incredible.
Yes, people love those.
They would do well in Cape Town because they have no
water.
That's
what they need right now, exactly. Right. So they don't need to be buried in soil to take up all those nutrients. The other thing is fynbos. People love fynbos, and they produce beautiful flowers, you know, like proteas and aloes and those types of things. But those are
And those
also
are all indigenous.
Yes, so that's a very good thing to plant because it is suited to our climate. So that's exactly where they're going to flourish. If you're going to plant them in Johannesburg, then they're going to work really well. The other thing that people, you know, often look for, and that is perennials. So those beautiful flowers like agapanthus and clivias and that produce flowers once a year, but they stay obviously alive in your garden throughout the year, even if they're in a dormant stage.
Yeah, and even when they're not flowering, they look pretty.
Yes, exactly. And those things also, they take care throughout the year, and you have to understand that they're only going to flower once a year, and sometimes the flowers come at different times, also depending on the weather and the climate and what's been going on with the environment. But there's just so much. Even grasses is a huge category for us, because people love to plant different grasses, and you create that texture or contemporary look through something that's obviously solid color and doesn't necessarily produce flowers.
And people love water features.
Yes, people love water features, and we sell lots of those too. I think that's
because that's
thing.
As calming, right?
Yes, I mean, it adds tranquility, exactly.
Right. I mean, there's nothing nicer than hearing a fountain in the background, yes, bubbling and carrying on. And it also makes us calm. And if you look out of a window and you see some kind of a water feature, you feel like you're in the wilderness. You're out in nature, and you can relax, and you're at peace. It all makes you feel very good.
Yes, exactly.
But you get very complicated water features. I mean, I've seen some of the ones that you guys have got. Sometimes it looks like a whole river system that you can install.
Yes, but it's not complicated. It just looks like that. It just takes a simple pump and you install it, and then you have a beautiful hard landscaping feature.
And these you can also do on balconies.
Yes, of course you can. I mean, we even have some that can go indoors, and you can put it on your office desk, and it's sort of, you know, you plug it in and it's a water feature that actually just flows inside, and you can, yeah, the opportunities are just endless.
Yeah, Ben, how about that for your balcony, a water feature?
Probably a bit ambitious, Gareth.
You think?
Yeah.
Why? Would you forget to fill it and the pump would explode?
It's a balcony. I think water's got to be near ground. Has a better, more organic look to it.
You think so?
If it's just like,
so you wouldn't have one on your desk?
No. No.
Mubs would.
That'd be pushing it, I think.
I would have one on my desk.
Have a water feature filled with...
vodka.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
And
she'd just lap it up like a puppy when she feels thirsty. What are the more expensive plants people buy? I mean, which plants cost a lot to grow and to sell?
So trees I think are the biggest high value item. Because obviously a tree is a real long-term investment, and you can understand that also a lot of the trees that we sell have already been grown for many years. Mm-hmm. And so they're quite established by the time you buy them. The other thing that's also quite a high value item that people love is bonsais. And we have a whole collection of bonsais, beautiful bonsais. Some of them are even 15 years old already. And you can buy, yeah, we have small ones for those beginners. And we have big ones. But I think those types of products are things that you decide it's a lifetime investment, and that's what you're going to do. Yeah, you want something that's incredible and, you know, has that long-term value.
Well, I'm looking forward to all of us coming through on Friday.
Yes.
We've got, you better be ready, because I've got to warn you, it's the Dave and the comedy people in the morning, and then Jonty with the sex show, and then Casper and it's going to be chaos. O'Neill's going to be there too. He's decent. But I mean, what can we say about the others?
We are so looking forward to it. We can't wait to have you there. I think some excitement is going to be great for in that environment especially. And yeah, we hope that people will come out and see your team in action.
Well, let me also just tell people, you can go to lifestyle.co.za. It's a great website, and you can go and find out everything you need to know about the Lifestyle Garden Center. And you can also gawk at the fact that they've got 18 Best of Joburg Awards.
Yes, it's actually 19 now.
Jeez, yeah. You guys
19 years
in. You have space to put all of these awards. It's ridiculous. That's very, very cool. So 19 now Best of Joburg Awards. Over 150 years of combined management experience there at the Lifestyle Home Garden. And 3,000 plant varieties. And we'll be spending the day there on Friday. So come in and say hi.
Cool. Thank you so much, Gareth. We can't
awesome.
Wait to have you.
We only scratched the surface. There's lots of other stuff we've got to talk about. But thank you, Robin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So there's Robin Scher, who's the Lifestyle Home Garden Marketing Executive. And she's the one who popped by this morning to tell us all about the things that I think many of us have questions about, many of us are confused by. And some of us think we don't have green fingers until we try it for the first time. And also in this country, if you can't grow something, you're an idiot. You know, it's not like Siberia. You should be able to grow things. It's a very fertile place. Things grow. All you have to do is give it a try. If you're frightened and you're nervous, go along and they will help you. They have great consultants who'll take you around, show you what plants you can start with, and who knows, you might just turn your house or garden into a really, really lovely place with a couple of beautiful plants, maybe a water feature, maybe some nice pots, and perhaps even things that are useful.
This is CliffCentral.com.